Tapu, haere mai ki konei.
Morena, Elijah and Karen here.
Hello.
We are the lead pastors of Unite Church, a family of house churches with an oversight and shepherd's community.
We desire to grow as apprentices of Jesus. And how do we do this? By practicing the way of Jesus as his church.
This centers on a commitment to Jesus and on a commitment to one another, with the practice of scripture, prayer, and community as central to how we live.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Yes.
Scripture is about the story of God, to know him. Prayer is about the Spirit of God.
Sorry.
Is this funny?
Yeah, Karen? To be with God. Community, I'm just taking over.
Okay.
Community is about the people of God, to see God in one another.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. We got there. We did it. Hooray.
Let's keep these things in mind. Scripture, to know God. Prayer, to be with God. Community, to see God in one another. Mm-hmm. Let's keep this in mind as we dig. And keep your expectation, your faith high in the work of God in the invisible spaces of our hearts and our relationships with one another. Okay, are you ready?
I am.
Buckle in.
Ready. Ka-ching.
All right, here we go. It seems that this whole section of the letter to the Corinthians that we've been reading together could be summed up in the statement that they may see Jesus in us. Paul is writing, reminding this Jesus community of their life in Christ. There is a warning about us not being full of ourselves. So not spending our time, our energy, our focus on our needs, our desires, and our problems. Dallas Willard says in his book, Renovation of the Heart, when you fully realize that God spends all his time thinking about you, you are free from thinking of yourself and free to really think about other people and love them. And that's the God that we are saved into.
Yep.
So he says we die to that way. We die to the way of being all focused on ourselves. That's we are not our own. We were bought at a price. Paul is fairly clear on this. Don't focus on a life that you have died to, but instead on the life you have been saved into. So I teach a lot of music and I notice this at play and teaching. So particularly in bands, when you kind of have to play with other people and you are going from start to end on a song and you have to stay together and you have to build a lot of glue between how you play with one another. And the musicians that do well are those that don't sit on their mistakes. And I can tell when someone has made a mistake and they focus on that, the whole song falls to pieces. And their playing falls to pieces. It's almost like the focus on their mistake makes them make more mistakes. But those that can get over that, that can make a mistake and then move on to what's next in the song, they do better and they create beautiful music. And I think this is true for us in our life with Christ. It's like, have you ever tried to not do something? If I said to you, don't think about a pink elephant.
No,
don't stop it. Stop thinking about it. Stop. Don't you dare think about a pink elephant. What are you thinking about? Now, the smart Alex will say that. But really, the more you try to not think about it, the more you go there. Whereas we're called not to think about who we are not. We're called to focus on who we are becoming.
It's good.
It's not so pleasant thinking about what was. You can't change it. It doesn't work. It doesn't help us focus on what matters. It's not good for us. If we want to grow and grow the way Jesus always intended before the beginning of creation, for us to truly know him, know ourselves, know one another in a beautiful, pure, whole and complete way, we need to focus on what matters, what moves us in that direction, rather than what doesn't. That's why we regularly read and share scripture together, to fill our minds with the goal. That's why we structure prayerful lives, to give space for the Spirit of Jesus to bring his story to life in us. The life of an apprentice is one solely focused on Jesus, allowing his Spirit to work through our hearts like yeast through dough, growing in trust of the goodness of God as the cornerstone of life itself. And yet, we are inconsistent at best. Mm. So what do? We continue to lift our eyes and to refocus. How do we do this? This is where the practice of community is vital.
Yeah.
It's not an add-on, it's vital. Mm. Jesus commanded it. We gather, we show up over and over again. Mm. What do I mean by showing up? I mean we come with the intention of honest sharing around Scripture and in prayer, with the expectation that trust in Jesus and one another will grow as we do. And we do this regularly because this won't happen in 1 week. It requires a journey of years. The goal is not immediate satisfaction, but long-form soul formation. Mm. As we focus on Jesus together, we find we are closer to one another. We find that God's grace moves through our connections with those we call brothers and sisters in Christ. But we must gather regularly, and we must bring ourselves to the space we share. We can't be observers. We must be participants. Mm. And some of us are feeling like there's no real change happening because we are observing. Mm. We must participate. Mm. Pastorally, I am concerned when we see community as something to go to and not a people to be a part of. Mm. I'm concerned when we are more formed by the world and our own thoughts than by the Spirit of Jesus in community. Mm. And I am concerned when we see the things of God as an add-on to an already full life, rather than the whole point. For who is our God but the Lord of all creation? May we be led to repentance when we see this in ourselves. Yeah. Lord, have mercy. And others of us still are finding new life. We're seeing miracles in the mundane. We are leaning in even when it hurts, and noticing that grace is here, presence is here, Jesus is here in the messy middle. We have to push back against some of our Christian formation that is always looking for the immediate result. We must trust Jesus in the long obedience in the same direction together. Because have you noticed Jesus is at work in our simple gatherings, the casual and sacred spaces we share. He is healing and growing us. And for some of us, it hurts a lot right now. And for some of us, it may not seem like he's doing that. But we believe in faith.
Mm.
Keep leaning in. Keep looking up. Mm.
It's important stuff. Thanks, Lige. So I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27. And the title is The Need for Self-Discipline. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. And to be clear, this isn't a message from Paul of step on others to get to the top, or if one wins, the others lose. No, this is a message of, are you taking this apprenticeship journey seriously? Are you being intentional with what is at your disposal, i.e. the Spirit of God inside your very being? Or are you just letting life just take the reins, the weather tossing you back and forth? The need for self-discipline is a great need. If we use Paul's analogy here, there is a lot to learn. Our kids have their cross country soon, so Elijah is training them. They go on runs together a couple of times a week. We want them to do their best, and that takes time, intention, rest, and work. It takes discipline. Self-discipline is the ability to push yourself forward, stay motivated, and take action, regardless of how you're feeling, physically or emotionally. And the best part of all of this is we have help. We don't just have to do it on our own, if we're willing to humble ourselves, both before God and before our fellow apprentices. I think one of the beautiful things about community is that we're all on different parts of the same journey. Those who have been running this race for a long time, and those who have just tied their laces up and are warming up to start. Both of those two people, and anyone in between, need self-discipline. Living a life that you trust to God takes intention. It takes pushing forward regardless of how you're feeling. It takes intentionality to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do what he did. These things don't happen overnight, and they don't happen without a humble heart that says, I need help. The Holy Spirit of God is our ever-present help. And what a huge joy and relief that we have the very Spirit of God himself in us and around us and on our side, on our team. In running this race, what is it that we ought to seek to obtain? And this question I found in a sermon from Charles Spurgeon. And I know we haven't talked about Charles Spurgeon for a while, so I'm bringing him back. In running this race, what are we hoping to get from it? What is the prize that we're trying to win? Is it a prize that lasts forever? Or is it something that can come and go like the tide? Is it a prize that comes from the mouth of mere humans? Or is it something that is ours by design from the beginning of time, from the mouth and the intention of God Almighty, life itself? Mm. And I'll let Charles Spurgeon finish us off with this quote. It's one of those ones you have to just let. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it might help to close your eyes or just to get yourself into a space where you can just really listen.
Mm.
What then is it for which we ought to run this race? Why, heaven, eternal life, justification by faith, the pardon of sin, acceptance in the beloved, and glory everlasting. If you run for anything else than salvation, should you will, what you have won is not worth the running for. Oh, I beseech every one of you, make sure work for eternity, never be contented with anything less than a living faith in a living Saviour. Rest not until you are certain that the Holy Spirit is at work in your souls. Do not think that the outside of religion can be of use to you. It is just the inward part of religion that God loveth. Seek to have a repentance that needeth not to be repented of, a faith which looks alone to Christ, and which will stand by you when you come into the swellings of Jordan. Seek to have a love which is not like a transient flame, burning for a moment and then extinguished, but a flame which shall increase and increase and still increase, till your heart shall be swallowed up therein, and Jesus Christ's one name shall be the sole object of your affection. We must, in running the heavenly race, set nothing less before us than that which Christ did set before him. He set the joy of salvation before himself, and then he did run, despising the cross and enduring the shame. So let us do, and may God give us good success, that by his good spirit we may attain unto eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hmm.
I'm going to finish all these questions to consider and prayerfully put before God and allow his grace to work in that space. Tahi, where do you see Jesus in each other?
Rua, where are you being led by the Spirit of Jesus to show up with those in your spiritual family?
And Toru, what prayers are you led to pray as you consider the theme of this video? And we're just going to, this is great questions,
mm-hmm.
For to say so myself, we're just going to quickly just say thank you for all those that tithe and give to you tonight. It's just beautiful worship to God, and mm-hmm. It's not taken lightly, so thank you, Jesus, and thank you, you. Be blessed. If there's any way you want to contact us, do that on our website, or if you have our contacts or want to get through a shepherd to us, that's absolutely fine. Be happy to answer a text message or an email or whatever. So good. Kids Club this Monday, Youth this Thursday, all in gathering May the 26th. And just finally to finish in prayer, Lord Jesus, would we know you deeply? Would we practice love with one another authentically? And would we grow in love formed by your Spirit and word and prayer and in practice? In your holy name, amen.
Amen.
Aroha nui, unite whānau.
Bye.